Blog Talk Radio.
Muhammad is his messenger, and I bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder, our warmer, our comforter in our midst today. And I greet all of you, the listening audience, as well as my distinguished panelists, in our greeting words of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you, and welcome to Young, Gifted, and Black, and we're doing love music tonight, and that song by Little Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 will never grow old. It's a very classic joint, as they call it in the music industry nowadays. So we are still loving Michael Jackson. And I have with me tonight two brothers who always come to my rescue, and they always by my side, my big brothers on the front line. I'm going to first introduce my beloved brother, Kareem Muhammad from St. Louis, Missouri. Come on down front and center, soldier. Present yourself. You don't have to introduce yourself. We all know who you are. So just present yourself, dear.
All praise is due to Allah. Well, as always, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, and in the name of his messenger, the exalted Christ, the most honorably Elijah Muhammad, and in the name of the divine reminder in our midst today, hope you all checked out the time and what must be done this evening. If you didn't, check it out when the show is over. I greet you with the greeting words of peace and paradise. We say it in Arabic language, assalamu alaikum. And thank you once again, Queen Aziza, for having me and allowing me to be of service.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother, for once again joining us and blessing us with your presence. And my big brother from Chicago headquarters, frontline soldier, Brother Daniel Muhammad, come on down front and center, soldier. Introduce yourself, present yourself. We don't need no introduction. Come on and present yourself to the people once again.
Bismillah Rahman Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever. I bear witness that he brought a man in our midst, a divine leader, teacher, and guide, that Georgia-born black man, the Messiah and the exalted Christ, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I further bear witness that he brought another man in our midst, his star witness and extension, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Greet you in the words of peace and paradise. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Daniel. And thank you for joining us once again.
Oh, most definitely.
Okay, so we talking about love music tonight. And, of course, you know, Brother Daniel and Brother Kareem both have a longevity in this area of music in general. And I'm going to see how they are with love music in particular tonight. So, but before we listen to some old music and what I consider classic music and real love music, we're going to talk about how music has changed over the years. And I grew up in the 70s, and to me, in my personal opinion, when the best music was generated and produced and made and sung. And so we have come so far in such a very short time that the music is meaningless and it's trashy and it's nasty and it's everything opposite of what it used to be about. So, Brother Daniel, I'm going to ask you, in your opinion, how has the music changed over the years?
Well, you know, I feel like this, you know, the music industry, you know, back then had not condoned that type of filth and indecency. You know, just like, for example, Motown, they haven't condoned that type of filth and indecency. And then you have the Chicago sound, the Memphis and the Philly sound that never condoned that type of foolishness. But as the decades of the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s has passed by, and as far as the music industry, how it is today, it's singing about promoting homosexuality and lesbianism. I'm not being homophobic or anything like that, but I don't condone that type of behavior. But also, what are you singing about? You're singing about you caught someone and laying in the, you know, in the laying up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, your husband or wife. What is that? That's not, that's just number foolishness.
Yes, sir. Excuse me. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I absolutely agree. And Brother Kareem, in your opinion, what is going on? As Marvin Gaye would say, what's going on?
Well, honestly, very honestly, what we are looking at this day and time, and for me, when we discuss anything or when we look at anything, we must look at it in the light of Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we are wise, we look at it in the light of all the Scripture. However, if we are predisposed to a particular book or something like that, then we should go to that Scripture, and we have to look at what's going on in the light of Scripture. And I may not be quoting it exactly correct, and anyone that's in the listening audience, if they want to help me with it, they can come on with it. However, I remember somewhere in the New Testament that it's called, and I believe it was Paul that said it, that having a form of godliness but denying the being or the aspect thereof that, and that people would be haters, lovers of self, after sinful things, lusting after the flesh. And what I see is this. If you remember, like you said, in the early 70s, we were coming out of the 60s, out of the Black Power movement. You had a lot of consciousness going on. And so they came about during that time, and when I say they, I'm talking about the Caucasians. They started what was commonly known as the free love movement, you know, love everybody, and they weren't just talking about, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. They literally meant love everybody. And when they talked about love, what they were really talking about was sex. And see, that's what has happened today even more so. The majority of individuals, whether knowingly or unknowingly, confuse sexual activity with love. There is a difference. And so we are living in a society now that knows that they are in their death throes. However, they also know that our rise predicates their death. So how do you keep a people from opening their eyes? How do you keep a people from rising up? Well, you keep their attention in the lower extremities. So it used to be every other song. Now today, it's every song. I was riding with my son and his cousin today. And they respected me, and so they played some decent music. But some of the stuff that was on before they changed the station, I mean, for one thing, every song sounded like the last song. And all they were talking about was getting in somebody's pants. I mean, that has nothing to do with love, or should I say that is the basis aspect of love. You know, and so that's what's going on. We have the wise, wicked rulers of this world that know how powerful music, a beat, a good beat is. And so what they do is they program the people with this. Now, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to back up off of it. The group Funkadelic, they made an album, and on that particular album, there was a song called America Eats Its Young. And in that song, there is a chorus or a line that goes like this. It says, by sucking their brains until their ability to think was amputated, by pimping their instincts until they were fat, horny, and strung out, in a neurotic attempt to be queen of the universe. And then I can't say the other line because this is a family network. We don't use that kind of language. However, you get the gist of it.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Gist of, in other words, that's what it's all about. In other words, as long as I can keep you focused, like I say, in your lower extremities, thinking about laying up with somebody. And it used to be laying up man or woman. Now it's lay up with whomever, whenever, or whatever.
Right.
You know.
Oh, wow.
It's complete insanity, and that's what we have today. The music today, I'm not saying everybody, because there are some individuals who I do respect. I respect John Legend. I respect Mint Condition. You know, these are groups, these are individuals that I hear actually producing that the kind of music, or what we call, what is music that we had in the before time. I'm going to say it like that. Because now you have to be careful. It goes back to this. We have a book called How to Eat to Live. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us in How to Eat to Live, it's not just about the physical food. It's also about the mental food. That means everything we hear, everything we see, all that goes in to begin to form the basis of our thoughts, and our thoughts are the basis of our actions. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, Brother Kareem. Thank you. Wonderful. Well, you know, when I was uploading some of you, yours and Brother Daniel's requests, and I was looking for some of my own favorite love songs, I noticed that even throughout history of all music, we're going back from the 50s coming all the way up to today, that most of the love music was made by men. Singing about women. And I found that amazing, since women are rumored to be more emotional. I think that we found the portal of a man's emotions when he is musically inclined, that's where he best expresses himself. Because when I started thinking about the love songs that the women sing, the list was very, very short. You know, women sometimes sing about circumstances or something like that, or something that happened in a love, you know, like a woman scored. But when we started thinking about some of the best love songs we've ever heard, they're all, with the exception of a few, are made by men. And so when I think about, like Brother Kareem was saying, some of the stuff that we hear today, the women are an embarrassment. And I'm just going to say that.
Right.
And I'm That's referring right. to Rihanna. I'm referring to Nicki Minaj and some other sisters out there that are just downright nasty and raw.
Dirty.
Now, back in the day, when I was coming up, we only had two really raw females, and that was Denise LaSalle and Millie Jackson, God bless their hearts.
That's right.
And, and maybe sometimes Betty Wright would get out there, but now
right,
it just seems
right,
to be the trend that women and men have become so, so trashy. And so it makes me feel sorry for our younger generation who, those who have not had the experience of hearing that real love music. And, you know, everybody have their taste, but let me just name a few people that we won't hear from tonight, but who are certainly the epitome of our love music. And I call them my big boys. I have to give it to Barry White, and I have to give it
right.
to Luther Vandross, and I have to give it to Gerald Levert, and oh God, there's so many. But the Isley Brothers, Enchantment, Blue Magic, come on, help me out, somebody, some more people. But you know, they made Earth, Wind, and Fire. They made beautiful, beautiful love music. And it seems like a lot of the artists are mimicking some of the tracks and, you know, the beats of other artists, but they pick the worst stuff. Or they'll take a beautiful track and cover it with trash. And so it's like they're not even appreciating the art. are the music. Hold on one second. Brother Kareem, take over for a minute. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. Well, I agree with you 100% in that. And what you notice is they do what we have today is what a lot of what is called sampling. And honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with sampling. However, when you take as opposed to the art, as you described it, where you actually sit down, you write music. I'll give you an example.
Right.
I watched I guess it was on TV One, with Unsung, I think it's called. I watched a documentary on the Silvers the other day. And, I mean, there were things I didn't know about them, you know, and how they, as a family. I mean, you had 9 siblings that actually came together as a unit and were literally producing their own music. However, for them, which a lot of the artists today have to do, for them, in order to be marketable, they had to come in and let the record company write music for them that would be acceptable to the public. And that was just how they described it. It's a very good documentary. And so that being the case, that again, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at that what we call the music industry today is its guiding hand is the same hand that produces cigarettes. The guiding hand of the music industry today is the same hand that promotes abortion. It's the same hand that produces pornography.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's get to the music. All right, Brother Daniel, you
yes,
sent me
ma'am.
A list, and of course I couldn't get everybody, all the songs in. You sent me a list of love music, and one of the songs that you sent was by Stevie Wonder, I Was Made to Love Her. So let me ask you, is that just a favorite song, or is that a memorable song from a special time in your life? Yeah, I'm getting all in your business.
Well, a little bit of everything.
Okay. So tell
you
me,
know,
why did
and,
you choose that song?
Well, I would say this. This song here, when I first heard it, you know, at age of, I'd say 13, 12 or 13, and when Stevie said, like a sweet magnolia tree, my love blossomed tenderly, my life grew sweeter through the years. You know, and it's, you know, when I heard that lyric that was written by Stevie, that part that caught my ear, I was like, wow, that make your life with somebody that you want to be with the rest. I was at that time, I was thinking, well, that made your life sweeter through the years to be with somebody the rest of your life. But as I got older, and as I got older, I said, "But Stevie told the truth there."
Wow. Okay. Well, let's hear that song, which I have not heard, I know, in over 10 years, but I do remember that song. So I'm telling
and
my
I have
age
the
a little
album
bit.
Myself.
Wow. Okay, so here we go. Stevie Wonder, I Was Made to Love Her.
Yeah.
Didn't he say, "And I know Stevie ain't gonna leave her."
Right. And to add to that, Sister Gidget.
Go ahead on, Stevie. Stevie had his game down. You hear me?
Yes, he did. But I'm gonna let the people in on this also. You know, Stevie, when after he did Fingertips, he had a what you call a dry spell. And Berry Gordy was about to let him go. So they had a big meeting at Hitsville. And Berry said, "We got to let Steve go. He hasn't had a hit since Fingertips." So it was a lady who just started Motown in 1965 by the name of Sylvia Moore. And Norman Whitfield said, "Hey, Berry, let's, you know, let one of the new people work with Stevie." So Sylvia Moore said, "Berry, I will do work with Stevie." Now, this was in 65 going to 66. So Berry Gordy told Mickey Stevens in the conference, "Tell Sylvia Moore you got that assignment and make sure it's a number one hit." So in 65, Uptown, Uptight, Everything Is All Right was released to number one. And that song, I Was Made to Love Her, that came out in 67, was number one also.
Wow. Wow. Well, don't nobody know the Motown history like you.
That's right.
Brother Daniel, it was almost like you was a fly on the wall that just stayed there the entire time.
Sister Gidget, you have to give Sylvia Moore credit to help Stevie to save him from getting let go by Berry Gordy.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And we thank Stevie and Berry Gordy for all the beautiful music over the years. Okay, so let me ask you this. Since you all are gentlemen and I'm the only female on here, is it hard, in your opinion, Brother Daniel, for a man to express his love, and is it easier for him to find a song that best describes how he feels? Because I know a lot of, how can I put this without telling on myself? Sometimes I get a lot of text messages from brothers, and they don't say nothing, but they are like, "Look at this YouTube video," you know. So, like,
right.
Okay. So, is it easier for a brother to express himself through song?
No, not really. You know, if you put that feeling into that song, how you feel about the individual, you know, I feel like whether it's a love song or a sad, and then I'm not talking about no blues like "My Baby Left Me" and all that. No, I'm saying it depends, you know, how you feel. You know, if you feel up or you feel down.
Okay, so, but what I'm saying in general, in your opinion, let's ask you. If you're in a relationship, is it easier for you to refer to a song or to just verbally express yourself on your own?
Well, a little bit of both.
Okay, that's fair. And what about you, Brother Kareem, the Cream Kareem?
See, okay. Well, I am practicing the restrictive law, I cannot tell a lie. Honestly, sometimes, and it depends on the situation, it is a lot easier to pick a song that you feel expresses your feelings or your thoughts. What I've found, though, is often, and I communicate a lot using music, using that medium, because sometimes, to be very honest, it's easier than confrontation. See, sometimes you may want to say something, but because you don't want to be, let's say, rejected or have a confrontation, you'll use a song. You know, I know I've done that. However, I firmly believe, and I'm going to use that terminology, I firmly believe that there has to be a combination of the two. because, again, we're talking about love here and love songs, and understanding that love is not just the emotional aspect of it, but love is a principle. It bespeaks of action. You know, so, yeah, I mean, I agree with Brother Tanya. I mean, sometimes and oftentimes I've done that, use music to express how I feel. But like I say, I want to be clear on that, of course I have no problem expressing myself. I can put words together. However, when it comes down to a situation between me and someone that I'm emotionally involved with, sometimes it is easy.
Huh.
Of course, they have to listen to the song and listen to the lyrics, you know, hopefully.
So, since both of you men have been married before, so what do you think? Do you think the women like the music more than your personal expression?
I would say
yes. Do you find the music endearing?
Music is endearing, I would say yes. However, it's almost, not just say it's my belief, I would say it's my experience that a woman would prefer you personally, okay? It's fine. I think it's fine if you have a song that backs up what you say, that lends credence to what you say, or what you do, not just what you say, what you do. However, I would say that it's in my experience, if she's with you, she wants you. I mean, Stevie's wonderful. Ohio player is wonderful, you know, whoever is wonderful. However, that's not who she's interacting with. She's interacting with you, and she wants you. You know, I mean, and that's my take on it.
And Brother Daniel, do you think that the women find the music endearing?
Yes, I do. And, you know, it depends, you know, who it is, you know, who that person is, as far as they got a good ear. You know, all praise is due to Allah. You know, and also, if you express yourself pour it out of your heart and soul, you know, as I said before, it's a little bit of both, in my opinion.
So, you know, there was a song a few years ago, well, many years ago, and I think it was what I call original rap. And original rap, if you remember, some of us who are involved in music, rap music, because, you know, I know they want to give a credit to New York and hip-hop, but rap music actually began in the 50s. And rap, as we know it, was the line or the tagline or the line that you would use to get an individual's attention. You know, and I'm going to think of something corny because I haven't had a line ran on me in a long time, but something silly like, you know, you must be tired because you've been running through my mind all day. So,
yeah, right,
in music,
right.
In music, a lot of the people like the Manhattans and the OJs, they would start off with a talk, expressing themselves, and then it would go to the song. That was rap, because when we heard that, we would say, oh, man, that brother got a bad rap, or that sister has a bad rap at the beginning of her song. So that was rap to us. So, you know, and there was a lot of chivalry with men. You know, men were total gentlemen. You know, they opened the door for you. They, you know, they took their hats off their head. You know, they humbled themselves in your presence. And, man, that has just so gone out of the window. And I just don't see how. Well, let me ask you instead of me saying that. Do you think that the relationships today are based on love, the marriages, are they based on love, or are they just based on what I call friction and emotionalism. Because, you know, a lot of our marriages, especially in the black community, fail. So it's kind of when you're looking back and you're looking at a big picture, it looks like, you know, it felt good in the beginning. You know, we were in that honeymoon stage, you know. I was tickled pink about him. He was tickled pink about her. And now that we're married or whatever, you know, the honeymoon phase is over and there's just nothing there, no adhesive, no glue to hold the marriage together. So, Brother Daniel, what do you think? Do you think marriages today are built on love or are they built on just friction?
Sometimes I think they'll take things as a like it's a club, you know, as far as, you know, they want everything so big, you know, especially a wedding. And that could be, you know, and also it can be, you know, the groom can't really afford that. Then, you know, that causes a lot of friction and drama.
Right. That's true. Especially when you got family members that are saying, oh, girl, make him buy you a $50,000 ring. Make him have this big elaborate wedding. So I agree. So, Brother Kareem, what's your take on love and marriages today? What is it based on from what you've seen?
Woo! All right. Get me out there in deep water. Now, Let me say this first. And you've heard anyone that's been on the broadcast knows my take on it, is that first of all, when we talk about marriage, again, everything has to be looked at in the light of Scripture. And marriage being the ultimate representation or the ultimate expression of the joining of the individual with God. That's why in the Bible you have so many places where it talks about the wedding. And God is called the groom. We are considered to be the bride. So that being the case, when we talk about marriage, I have to say this, that marriage is not just a ceremony. And the Honorable Minister Lewis Clark kind of said this himself. Marriage is not just a ceremony. That's just what that is. That's a ceremony. A true marriage does not end in divorce. That's a relationship that failed. A marriage does not fail. Because, for example, when one joins together into oneness with God, that doesn't fail. So since marriage is the representation of that among us, that's why Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that marriages have your religion. Now, having said that, these relationships that come together today, when they fail, then, first of all, we have to understand that when we come together, it has to be based on, first and foremost, submission to the will of Almighty God, Allah, first and foremost. And that's why I'm reiterating the fact that when we talk about love, we're talking about love as a principle, not the emotional aspect of that principle. And the majority of people, it's sad to say this, and this, again, is in my view. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's 100% correct, but this is in my view based upon my study of the Scripture, based upon my own experience, that the majority of people come together, quote unquote, in marriage today simply to have legal fornication. It's based on, I'm just being real. I want to be able to express my physical needs for comfort, but I don't want to be seen as somebody who's outside of God, so I enter into this union. Or, on the flip side, individuals come together, what they call it, a marriage of convenience. Okay, one wants to be supported by the other. Or, where it comes to the male, because I can't call this individual a man in this case, when it comes to the male, he wants a slave. See, Allah or God is not at the center. When God is at the center, then you have a marriage. Because through all of the ups and downs, the trials, the fights, and I don't mean physical fights, because there are going to be some fights. There's going to be times when you are going to be totally diametrically opposed. We're talking about two individuals
here
who are now struggling to come together as one. So I think that we have to understand that the marriage isn't the ceremony. The marriage is all that you go through to become one. That's the marriage. That's why I say a true marriage is successful. It does not end in divorce. So what we are calling marriage today, in my view, are simply relationships born of some type of convenience, whether it be sexual, monetary, what do they call it? I can't think of the psychological term they use for somebody who's needy. I can't think of, you know, but it's not based on the true principle of love, which God shows us, because regardless of how we behave, the majority of the time, he don't take the breath, he don't take the air from us, you know, and that's just my view on it.
Yes, sir. Okay, before we get into another song, I want to give the listening audience a chance. If you want to make a comment, or you have a question, or you want to tell us what your favorite love song is, please press 1 on your dial pad if you're calling us by phone. And those of you in the chat room, please type in your comment, or just tell us what your favorite love song is. And so, Brother Kareem, this is one on your list, and maybe you could tell us what this song means to you. It's by Friends of Distinction, called "Going in Circles." Is that personal, or is that just, something you like?
Well, I will say this: I do enjoy the song. I like the song. I mean, it's good music. It actually, even listening to it, although when you listen to the lyrics, someone might get the impression that it's talking about something negative. Again, like Brother Daniel was saying, you know, it depends on where you're at in this. You know, everything has its positive and its negative. However, the song itself is reflective of a time in my life. You know, I have to be honest about that. And I love the song. I mean, it's a good song. Just listen to the lyrics and you'll see that it also represents the type of thinking that we as men, I'm going to use that term, I'm using it loosely now, had in the past, that, you know, it's like those where you're saying, hey, look, regardless of what's going on, regardless of the changes you're taking me through, I'm here for the long haul, man. I ain't going nowhere, you know, that's the kind of frame of mind it puts me in.
Okay, so here we go with this is the original version. Brother Daniel, you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I know several people have made this song, but I think this is the original song by Friends of Distinction, "Going in Circles." So here we go.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, oh, that's it.
That's it.
Destination reach. I'm an ever spinning car, whirling around till I drop. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. Give me a little hope. Got me going in circles. Oh, round and round I go. You got me going in circles. Oh, that never stops, Lord, but I feel that way. Oh, my soul is saved. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. Give me a little hope.
One small thing to cling to.
You got me going in circles.
Oh, round and round I go.
You got me going.
Got me going in circles. I'm strung out over you. Man, I listen to that now, and it's almost funny. I mean, you know, when you say I'm strung out over you, I'm going to be like, ah. Okay, so now, let me ask you, gentlemen, in your opinion, what is the best love song you've ever heard, Brother Kareem, in your opinion?
Ooh, the best love song I've ever heard?
Yes, sir.
To me, I mean, and that's very difficult because there's so many songs that truly express the way I see love in my soul. But if I had to pick one, it would be Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Right.
Wonderful choice. Yes. And what about you, Brother Daniel?
Well, mine, in my opinion, I would say two. One by David Ruffin's oldest brother, Jimmy Ruffin, called When I See Her, I'm Going to Give Her All the Love I've Got.
That's right. Please.
And the second one, this is from the Chicago Sound. This is by the Dells that came out in 70, called Open Up My Heart.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I don't have none of them songs, but I'm going to tell y'all. I think, in my opinion, I chose this song because I think it's very simple. It's very loving. It's very passionate. And I think it's an even keel between the man and the woman expressing themselves. But before I play it, I'm going to take this question from the audience. Okay. Area code 347, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum. I was Brother Levi Muhammad, Miles 25, North, New Jersey.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Levi. This is Brother Daniel. How you feel, black man?
I'm feeling fine. Praise to Allah.
Praise due to Allah. I heard you from years, brother.
Yeah, I was calling just to give you my love, my long-lost brother, and I also wanted to ask, y'all ain't talking about the escorts. I don't know if y'all know nothing about that. You know,
yes,
and,
sir.
And also,
yes,
sir. I was thinking about, it wasn't a thing where it got anything to do with a love song, but sometimes when I be on a train, I be hoping that my phone will start ringing and the minister just busts out with has fast kind of change or something like that, you know. So I know how it is, you know, sometimes people do have a way of expressing themselves through music. And then like the brother Kareem said, then you come back to the person really want to know what you made of and what you manifest, you know. That's all I really got to say. I just really want to call. I'm not much of a talker. I just want to give Brother Danny my love, you know. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Brother Levi. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. And Brother Levi, since you on the line, go on
yes,
and tell us what's your favorite love song.
Escort, who has the last laugh? By the escort.
Okay.
They come from
right.
out. They, I don't know, Brother Daniel. A lot of people say that they're saying stuff out of Roy State Prison, like during the 70s, you know. That's what, but I don't know. I didn't even know you know that much about music, you know. But that's
yes,
the question
sir.
I want to throw out there. I don't know if you know anything about the escorts.
I heard of them, black man. Yes,
yes
sir.
Well,
they
we don't
out.
There's
up.
A brother here in Chicago that
and
plays
and
that all
what
the time.
Hear what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you, Brother Levi. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to play this duet, and this is my favorite love song, with two people really expressing their love for one another, and I think personally it's endearing. So at my next wedding, if there ever be one, I doubt it. This is
oh,
the song I'm going to dance to right here. Here we go.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet all that I own. You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flowers, the birds and the bees, and be your love beside me. That would be all I need if this world were mine. I'd give you anything. I would make you a key with wealth untold. You could have anything if this world were mine. I give you each day so sunny and blue, and if you world.
Love that song. Okay. We got a question on the line. Look like they're calling from St. Louis. So let's see what St. Louis got to say. Area code 314. Your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is Brother Gene. I want to just give the greetings to Brother Kareem and let him know that I was on the line.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, 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 yes. If you notice, you know, you were talking about love music. And I'll be even bear witness that thought travels 24 billion miles per second. I just had a conversation with some young brothers the other day about the music that they listen to. And, you know, the enemy knows what kind of minds he's dealing with today. Because if you look back on the record you just played, and I can imagine it was at least 4 minutes. But, you know, the music that we listened to, and I'm not that old, but the music that we listened to was for thinkers, you know? But the enemy knows that he's dealing with beast-like mentalities today, so that's what he's playing. But I just wanted to pretty much give my brother Kareem the greetings and let the listeners know I got some sunshine last week. I was privileged enough to embrace the minister and take some photos with him, and I'm still wearing that
thing. Allahu Akbar.
All praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir. But that's pretty much it. But the music, one of my favorites, and I'm not that old, one of my favorites was Hail Melvin and the Blue Notes, I Miss You, 1976.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one right
there,
brother.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Hail Melvin and the Blue Notes. We can't forget about them. And I think that was the group that I think Teddy Pendergrass once was the lead singer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I think he started off as a drummer, and then he became a lead singer in the group before he went solo, if my history serves me correct.
Yes.
Yeah, that was some good music. sir.
Oh yeah, they don't make music like that today. I mean, going back and listen to people like Tina Marie. I listen to Tina Marie, you know, all the time. I go back into that type of music, and if you notice, that music still sounds good. It never plays out.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
No,
it sounds wonderful.
They just don't. They don't.
And you know, we don't have classics being made like that today. You know, because anything. I can't think of any artist besides maybe Anthony Hamilton and R. Kelly, maybe Charlie Wilson, but any of these new artists, I can't think of anything that they put out that I want to hear 20 years from now.
Yeah, exactly. Because
but
I'm in total agreement.
Yeah, but I still want to hear the OJs and Mays and the Temptations and Gladys and the Pips, and I still want to hear them, and you know, but I can't think of anything that these youngsters are putting out today that I want to hear even now, let alone 20 years from now. So music is becoming rare. Yes, sir.
See, and also with me personally speaking, that's why I still have my cassettes, my CDs, and my LPs and 45s.
Really?
Exactly.
Those
exactly.
will never go out of my house. No way and no how.
That's right. I still have mine too, Brother Daniel. I don't have nothing to play my LPs on because I can't find a needle from a record player, but I'll have to order one day. But, yes, I still have my
LPs.
Your
best thing.
Still
yes.
in beautiful condition. And, you know, I'm such a musical, how can I put it, addict.
A connoisseur.
When G.C. Cameron made So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, which was one of the things from Coolie High. At the time when I had lost the 8-track tape, I had to have that song in my collection. And so I did my research and found that G.C. Cameron recorded that album for Capitol Records. And so Marvin Yancey, who was once the husband of Natalie Cole, is a friend of the family. And, of course, that song had been out of print for many, many years. And can you believe, and yes, I did it, and please don't nobody cuss me out, I paid $265.17 for them to make me a 45 wax version of So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. Yep, I did it. I had to have it. And they cut 10, and they sent me 4. So I had to have it. I had to have it. I don't know. I wouldn't do it today, but now that I know we can go on YouTube and stuff like that, but at the time, we didn't have YouTube and we didn't have download. You either had it on cassette or had it on LP or you didn't have it. So there it was.
Right,
so
and then I would add to that family, add to that. For myself personally, I was blessed last year to find 3 CD anthologies on Amazon. And
mm-hmm.
I, you know, I've been trying to, you know, some of these record stores that usually carry those, they were out of business. Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
they, you know, those were out of print. So one day somebody told me, check on Amazon.com. So I looked it up. I pulled it up. Law Wagby was right there, what I was looking for.
And the anthologies on what?
The Temptations, Smokey Robinson, and the Miracles.
Oh, brother, you could have called me for that.
Right, but I was blessed, you know, but I was blessed to find this last year. Summer of last year.
All praise to Allah.
And also this group called the Elgins.
I remember the Elgins. Wasn't that the Temptations?
Well, that was their so-called name, but it was a group from Motown. It was a male. It was three men and one woman in the group that came out with a song in 1965-66 called Darling Baby, and also Heaven Must Have Sent You, that was later recorded by the Pointer Sisters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, Brother Gene, thank you for sharing that with us and sharing your favorite love song. And hopefully one day you can share those pictures. Maybe we can see those pictures that you took with the minister last week.
Yes, ma'am. If you go to my timeline on Facebook, you'll find it. But I will forward it to you.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Okay. So listen. We're going to get into another song. Now, I'm going to ask you, Brother Kareem. I just shared with y'all my fantasy wedding song. What's your fantasy wedding song, Brother Kareem?
My favorite wedding song?
I say your fantasy wedding song. You know, like when you get
fantasy,
married again, because you are going to get married again
fantasy.
One day.
Fantasy wedding song. Okay, you have to excuse me. I didn't quite understand you.
Uh-huh.
Well, you say my fantasy wedding song?
I mean, you know, like if you get married again, which one would you want to?
I hadn't even thought about that. I hadn't even considered it.
However, this would
probably be, some people would think this would be probably a little upbeat, but my fantasy wedding song would be Side by Side by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Okay, since I don't have that and I ain't never heard of that, you're going to have to blow us a little bit of that. How'd it go?
Okay. Okay.
He's going to kill me.
us folks that's not singles, you know, we have to kind of prepare. No.
Oh, please. Don't even make me talk about you in public.
Well, just a little bit of it. It goes like this. 1 year ago, love was touch and go. Time made me see, saw the mystery, taught me that love and time will change our mind and make it right. Bring the darkness to the light. My heart sings every night. My love I bring to you. You know, and that's, yeah.
Oh, I remember that song. That's a nice wedding song. And Brother Daniel?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, come on.
What song would you desire at your wedding?
Oh, yes. I'm glad you asked me that. It's a song that's on the Temptations' Mellow Mood album that came out in 67 called With These Hands, was led by Eddie Kendricks.
With These Hands? Okay. I've never heard that, so you're going to have to blow that for us.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to do an imitation voice of Eddie Kendricks. With these hands, I will sing to you. I forever love you more each day, and I'll never let you go.
I remember that song.
Right.
I hadn't heard it in, 30 years. It had to be about 30 years ago. I remember that song. Okay. All right. Well, at least we know what to play. At his wedding, Brother Kareem, we got a DJ or something. We know what to play. Okay. Now, I'm going to share something else with y'all. This is the first song that, and I can't play it all because the song is too long. But we have a, and I'm going to say this, it don't have nothing to do with the song, but there's a brother in the Nation of Islam. His name is Brother, I call him Brother Rashid Muhammad. He is from Dallas. He recently moved to Houston, Mayor, Sister Patricia. And this is my favorite song. And I asked the brother to sing the song to me because I know he's a singer. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to give a shout out to Brother, he goes by the name Hakeem Rashid Muhammad. He sings this song excellently. And I'm not going to play all this song because the song is too long. I'm just going to play a little bit of it. But the reason why I'm going to play it, because this is the first love song, and it wasn't this version, but this is the first love song that someone actually sung to me. So here we go.
This is what I think is one of the, you agree? I think this is one of the most romantic songs I've ever heard. This is Arturo Chapman. That's what I'm talking about. I need to have you next to me. In more ways than one. And I refuse to leave till I see the morning sun. The time is right. You hold me tight, and love got me high. Please tell me yes, and don't say no, 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 not tonight. Move a little closer to me. You owe it to yourself, and I will selfishly take a little for myself, and it's because of you that love let me wait. Not another minute, baby, my baby. The time is right. Turn down the light, son, and take my hand. Reach out, take my hand. We'll take a flight and night in a wonderland, and I need to have you next to me in more ways than one, and I refuse to leave till I see the morning sun creep through your window. Because love left me away. No, 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 no.
All right, that's enough of that.
Okay, that's
Major Harris.
That's Luther's cover, right? That was originally made.
No, that was really Major Harris.
Yeah, Major Harris made the original song, and this was Luther covering that song live with,
right, okay.
I forgot the saxophone player's name, but
Kenny G.
I'll tell you a little secret. My ex-husband, my first husband, he actually, we had an argument one night, and I told him to leave, right?
Right.
And he could sing. He could really sing. And so he said, okay. He said, but before I go, I want to tell you something. And I said, what?
And he said,
but it's a beautiful song, and you know, we just don't have music like that anymore. So, and plus, we couldn't do a song about love music without Luther anyway. So, Brother Kareem, in your opinion,
yes,
who are some of the best artists to put it down?
Ooh.
On wax, on tape,
on
eight
right,
track, whatever.
Right. Some of the best artists to put it down to me, I mean, of course, I have to say The Temptations, talking about Smokey Robinson, even Major Harris, of course, Marvin Gaye. But then you also coming further up, I mean, I have to look at Cameo, got to look at the Tim Freeze, even the Silvers. I mean, they had one. I believe it was called Forever Yours.
Right.
Forever Yours. Yeah, that's my jam.
You know, I mean, they actually, when they sang, see, that's the whole thing. Again, we're talking about individual singing, as the brother mentioned earlier. I mean, they put their heart and soul into it. This
right.
is why it's music and not make me sick.
Okay. And Brother Daniel, in your opinion,
okay,
who is some of the best artists to write love music?
For me, first, The Temptations. Second, Four Tops. Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, Marvin Gaye, The Dells, Jerry Butler,
Iceman,
right, and also as a female singer from Motown Stable, Brenda Holloway.
Everybody loves Brenda Holloway. I think y'all just like her because she was pretty.
No, I would say this. You know, she has a voice that was trained. If you notice, out of her and any of the female artists in Motown, she was mainly, before she came to Motown, she was always trained in music. And she has such a range in her voice. And you know, because tell you the truth, she was trying to be the second Mary Wells after Mary Wells left Motown. And
right.
she came to Motown at
the
young age of
not,
17.
Is she the one that would not kind of let Berry Gordy take advantage of her, right?
It wasn't that. That wasn't the case, but mainly she was from the West Coast. She wasn't from.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't a Detroit native. She was mainly from Los Angeles, California. See, one of Berry Gordy's staff songwriters by the name of Ed Cobb, and Berry Gordy discovered her at a talent contest in Los Angeles back in '64.
Uh-huh.
And she was always, before she came, I'm going to sing with Motown one day, and they, her friends, like, oh, you talking crazy. But when Berry discovered her, Berry said, I need to sign her.
Uh-huh.
As far as, you know,
okay.
I don't know about that part about taking advantage.
Yeah, well, I think there's some whispers in the wind that she did not advance in her career as well as she could have.
Right.
Like Diana,
you know, why,
like
why
Mary
was
Wills,
that? Because I would say this. See, she didn't have a certain songwriter that didn't really have a lock on her. Because everybody, and if you listen to one of her songs called Just Look What You Done, it wasn't really the Funk Brothers in the background. Barry had to get some band from the West Coast to play that flavor of mute that sound for her song.
Mm-hmm.
See, mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't. See, as far as any songwriter didn't have a lock on her, as far as taking her under their wing and putting out a hit with her.
Right. Okay. All right. So let me ask y'all this. You know, even though, you know, some of the songs, they have some very odd lyrics, even back in the 50s and 60s and on up into current times about cheating, you know, and how you love a man or love a woman so much, even though they married, like, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. And the Soul Children had one called I'll Be the Other Woman. I can't imagine love being that deep. But anyway, the reason why I brought that subject up, because Brother Kareem chose a song by the Average White Band called A Love of Your Own. So what's up with that song, Brother Kareem?
Uh-oh.
What's up with that song? The lyrics themselves actually tell you. However, the reason I did choose that song is one of my favorite songs. Matter of fact, Average White Band is one of my favorite groups. I mean, a little history on the Average White Band, they're out of Scotland. And their drummer was a brother. And this was a group that got similar history as far as promoting them as Bobby Caldwell. They would not put a picture of the band on their first, I think, three albums because they didn't want to lose black folks as an audience. So, but the Average White Band, and they tell you in their history that all they ever listened to were The Temptations, Smokey Robinson, even James Brown, they said. And so that's where they got their music from. And then when you listen to them, I mean, regardless of how anybody may look at this, and they can accuse me of integrating if they will, but I don't care. Two white boys got soul. Okay. I mean, that's the bottom line. But that particular song speaks to the fact, oh, all this jumping around, going from lover, going from lover to lover, getting in and out of relationships. And what they say in the song is just that, and you'll hear it in the lyrics. It says, the sooner you give, meaning you got to first love yourself before you can give love, it says, you'll find a love of your own. Meaning you won't have to be going from place to place always being unfulfilled. You'll be fulfilled.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I haven't heard it in a minute, so let's hear the Average White Band, Love of Your Own.
AWB. Oh,
right, that was the Average White Band. I remember that song, man. I'm getting old. Wow.
Right.
Okay. All right. We at the last 29 minutes. I'm going to ask y'all real quickly. Best Love Songs by the OJs. Brother Kareem.
You say what now? What OJs what?
Best Love Song by the OJs.
Best Love Song by the OJs? To me, it's Stairway to Heaven.
Brother Daniel.
Stand In for Love.
I think
okay.
I'm Trump.
Brother Kareem, Maze.
Yes.
Best Love Song.
Maze. The Best Love Song by Maze. Wow, man, that's difficult. I'm going to have to go with Joy and Pain.
I'm going to let Brother Daniel ask and come back to you.
All right.
Okay, Brother Daniel, Best Love Song by Maze.
I'm tied with Brother Kareem also, Joy and Pain.
Joy and Pain.
Mm-hmm.
What about Golden Time of Day and I'll Never Let You Down?
Those are excellent, excellent songs.
Right.
I'm going by my experience.
Right. I agree.
Okay. What about the Temptations, Brother Kareem? Best
Ooh,
love song.
The Temptations. The best love song by the Temptations, hands down to me, is Just My Imagination. I mean, I know they got a lot of fantastic songs out there, but to me, Just My Imagination.
Okay. And Brother Daniel.
By the Temptations, it's the same here, Just My Imagination.
Wow. So it seems like y'all both have had a lot of experience with imagination. What? Okay, so Brother Kareem, tell us about that song, Why Just My Imagination?
Well, when you listen to the lyrics, it goes back to something we were talking about earlier in the show, very early in the show, when you mentioned the fact that you find that the majority of love songs are written or sung by men. Okay, and in that vein, you know, having that thought, with Just My Imagination, the thing is when you listen to them, you know, like you say, each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. Okay, in other words, he's totally enamored with this woman. But then as you go on through the song, or when we get to the chorus, everything that he desires to have with her, he says, but it's just my imagination running away with me, meaning this is what he desires, this is whom he desires, but it hasn't been fulfilled yet. So we're talking about the situation where the man is in the position of being the one who woos the woman, all right? He's got to chase her, you know, and make her part of his life. And like I say, I mean, it's just songs like that, they touch me, you know, out of my experience. But I'm saying that above that and above my personal experience, the thing is, like I say, it just speaks to that, the fact that as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, the only heaven that the black man is going to find is in the black woman. And so you have to put your whole, after Allah, after God, you got to put your whole mind, heart, and soul into achieving this goal of God in the woman to be complete.
Okay. All right. And for you, Brother Daniel?
Well, you know, when I have to give Norman Whitfield and Bear Strong credit for giving the Temptations that song back in 71, you know, I would say this personally, you know, I had that same, you know, what Brother Kareem was saying, you know, somebody that you see, but it never really happened. You know,
you know, that never happened. You never came in contact with that person as far as, oh, this, you just look at her and, you know, it's like you never been noticed, you know, you never been noticed. But when reality hits, you like, oh, I'm dreaming. Or you look like a fool, you know, as far as that would never happen.
Mhm. Okay. All right, and the miracles.
Okay. Myself, choosy beggar. Much better off.
Okay. And Brother Kareem, the miracles.
About a miracle, I know the song. I just cannot think of the exact title of the song.
How it go, brother?
Yep, how it go.
Okay. Okay, wait a minute. What did it say? I may be getting the lyrics mixed up, but he say, I don't like you, but I love you.
You really got a hold on me, brother.
Okay, really got there. That's the one. Yeah, that one right there.
You see, I was a help for you, too, today, Black
Man. Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
You really,
yes, sir.
You really got a hold on me?
Right.
Let's see. That one?
Go ahead.
Smokey and the Miracles, you really got a hold on me. Now, that one I can relate to. Now, Brother Daniel, I want to ask you about Jackie Wilson.
Yes, ma'am.
So, now, you sent me a song title called Always Together. Would that song be We'll Always
no,
Be Together?
No, that was
together?
The Dales. No, no, The Sweetest Feeling by Jackie Wilson.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I've got the wrong song then. That's not it. But anyway, speaking of Jackie Wilson, I tried this. Now, someone told me that R. Kelly made this song, When a Woman Loves, that it was a Jackie Wilson song, but I haven't been able to find that by Jackie Wilson. I just think he kind of did it in his style. So can you tell us about the style of music of Jackie Wilson? Because he was a phenomenal artist who had a very tragic life.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, Jackie, you know, Jackie was, you know, was called Mr. Excitement on stage. Jackie,
right.
You know, was once a boxer, and he didn't, you know, he didn't was involved in that sport that long, but he was with a group called the Diablos, which was a doo-wop group in the 1950s, and it was
mm-hmm.
a song, Billy Ward and the Dominoes, excuse me, he called a song called 60 Minute Man. And he led in that song. It was released around 1953 or 54. And he went solo. So Berry Gordy was the one who, at the time when he was solo, Berry Gordy always wrote some of his songs called Repetit, Lonely Teardrops, To Be Loved. You know,
uh-huh.
Someone to love, someone to kiss, someone that can be his, to be loved, to be loved. Oh, what a feeling, to be loved. So Jackie was also on with a producer here in Chicago by the name of Billy Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And the fella, remember we were talking about the last show when Brother Jamil could bear witness to, when he was saying, we were talking about in our Five Heartbeats, when the fellow that was holding Bird over the balcony, that happened to Jackie
mm-hmm.
Wilson. It was by a fellow by the name of Nat Tarnapool, who was Shady.
Mm-hmm.
And they muscled Jackie Wilson. And the same thing happened to the fellow named Bird. The same thing happened to Jackie Wilson, held him over the stage. You know, it's my way or your way. You know, it's not, you know, it's my way. You know, you do it my way. That's what the head owner of Brunswick here in Chicago at the time was strong-arming Jackie Wilson. But Jackie, you know, with the tragedy, you know, he had, you know, problems with cocaine. And when the time he fell off the stage, he basically, from what I heard as a boy, he was drunk. And he fell off the stage, and he was in a coma for at least 8 or 9 years, up to his death to 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
and,
I remember
Jackie,
his wife not wanting to take him off of life support. She kept him on
exactly.
for years.
Exactly.
Well, he was an amazing talent, and I really enjoy his music. Okay, so before we get to y'all solos, I'm going to play one last love song. Now, this is kind of bringing it up in time because I know we kind of went back in time and did some classic music, but this was another family of singers who were phenomenal. DeBarge, they were
right.
A large yeah. family of 9 siblings, I think. And but before DeBarge, their brother Bobby sung with a group called Switch.
Yeah.
And
right.
I have to tell you that this song was my coming of age song, and I think I had just gotten married when this song came out. So I'm going to share this one with you. And I'm pretty sure the listening audience is very familiar with the song because it is an all-time classic in my opinion. So here we go with Switch.
Yeah.
right, that was Switch, Ode to Bobby DeBarge. May he rest in peace. Okay, so now we're at the last 9 minutes, and you know the rules of Young, Gifted, and Black. Everybody, and even though y'all been doing y'all part, everybody got to give me a freestyle. So come on, Brother Daniel, give us a freestyle of one of your favorite love songs that you love to sing the most.
Beggars can't be choosy, I know. That's what the people say. But though my heart is begging for love, I've turned some love away. Oh, maybe one was true love. I never give no one which was. Your love is the only love to make this beggar rich. I'm a choosy beggar, choosy beggar, 'cause you're my choice.
Okay. Okay, that's choosy beggar. Now, who is that by?
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Okay, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Okay, thank you, Brother Daniel. I told you
you're
I
welcome.
Might have to do two, so I'm going to go to Brother Kareem with how much time we got left, because I'm going to hum at the end. That's all I'm going to do. Okay, come on, Brother Kareem, one of your favorite love songs that you love to sing.
One of my favorite love songs that I love to sing. Well, before I do that, let me say this, that, you know, as always, it's been a pleasure to be on the show, and hopefully all of us took something, will take something away from this that will make us understand how important it is for us to begin to take back the minds of our youth.
Right.
And absolutely.
They got them in the music. They got them in the music, so that means that, you know, even if it's just pulling one to the side and sharing with them. One of the things that I do often is when I'm out and I run into the young brothers and they're playing something and I hear the sample, I'll tell them what the sample was and then actually share the entire song that was sampled. Sometimes it opens up a whole new world for them where the music is concerned, and it can actually begin to move them away from this garbage. And that's what I wanted to share now as far as favorite love song. So you actually played the song just now that I was going to sing. So I got to pick something else.
Well, you can still sing it. We can. Ain't nothing like that a cappella solo version.
No, it's already been played. You know, that's, we're moving on in the show. So
okay.
by an artist that I mentioned earlier, and just briefly from what I understand, just to give you a little history on the song, Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love, when he wrote the song, from my understanding, the history of it is, it was a woman that he was in love with, and she kept leaving him. So she left him one more time, and then she contacted him and told him she wanted to come back. So this man went to the airport and bought her an airplane ticket. She got the ticket and cashed it in and never came back, and that's why he wrote the song. But
wow.
Now let me see if I can get this. I guess you wonder where I've been. I've searched to find the love within, and I've come back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let it go. Some people go around the world for love, but they may never find what they dreamed of. What you won't do for love. You tried everything, but you won't give up. And in my world, only you make me do for love what I would not do.
Whoa, okay. All right, Brother Kareem. That was deep. That was deep. Okay, all right. Well, we got 4 minutes left. So. Come on, Brother Daniel. Give me one more. Give me one more.
Okay.
Y'all got double
I've
duty tonight.
I lost that love before. Gave up and closed the door. But you say, just try just once more. I chose you for the one. Now I'm having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to blow my mind. You made me so very happy. Hey. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others weren't true, but when it came to you, I spent my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and took control. You touched my very soul. You always showing me when loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
Okay, all right. Come on, Blue Brother Quentin. Kareem.
Was that Blue Sweat and Tears?
No, sir, that's Brenda Holloway.
No, that's Brenda
that's
Holloway.
That's the original You Made Me So Very Happy. That's my favorite one, black man.
Okay, no. The reason I'm asking is because I've heard a cover by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I know I have.
Right. But that's the original one, beloved.
That's the original. Okay, yeah. Well, see,
right.
That's
the one that came out in 67.
Okay, see, every time I learn something new. So I got to hit another one, huh?
Yes, sir. Pull it up on YouTube, dear brother.
Yeah, because I told you, I said I was going to hum at the end.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to hum at the end.
I'm going to stick with a standard that I knew I can hit. She faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times, held far back the tears, yeah. And when her youthful world was about to fall in, each time her slender shoulder bore the weight of all her fears and the sorrow no one hears, still rings in midnight silence in her ears. Let her cry, for she's a lady. Let her dream, for she a child, let the rain fall down upon her. She's a free and gentle flower growing wild. Hey, I ain't singing nothing else.
Okay. That was wonderful as always. You and Brother Daniel, I enjoy y'all singing so much. So I told Brother Jihad I was gonna sing, and he didn't show up. But I told him I was gonna make my word bond.
That's right.
Cause I never sing, so I don't even know what to sing. I had 2 hours to think about it. I don't even know. Give me a song to sing, Brother Kareem, and I'll sing it right quick.
Give you a song to sing? Let's see. Rapture.
I don't know that song. I don't like Anita Baker like that.
Oh, excuse me. I ain't know. Okay. I
got one
know.
For you, Sister Gidget.
Point of okay. Yeah, okay. There you go.
What Love Has Joined Together.
I don't know that song.
I can help you out. If you need any help, I'll help you out.
I've never even heard it. I'm going to tell you, I can sing Gladys. I can sing Aretha. I can sing Natalie. And I can sing some men songs. That's about it. So y'all have to pick one. Just give me, pick one out of Natalie, Aretha, Gladys.
Ain't No Way by Aretha.
Okay, I'll sing a little bit of that.
Okay.
Okay. Here I go. Y'all ready?
We
yes,
ready.
Ma'am.
Y'all ready?
We okay. ready.
Go ahead, bring it.
Okay, wait a minute. It ain't no way for me to love you if you won't let me. It ain't no way for me to give you all you need if you won't let me give all of me. I know that a woman's duty is to help another man, and that's the way it was planned. Oh, how can I give you all the things I can if you're tying balls on my hands? Oh, ain't no way. Okay. I
That's
have
fine.
Officially embarrassed myself. That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. Okay. That's the end of our show. I want to thank our listening audience. And please, y'all, don't talk about me. Don't put nothing on my page or nothing like that. I made my word bond. So that was it. Okay. So thank you again, Brother Kareem.
You're
thank
welcome.
You again, Brother Daniel. You know we're going to have to come back and do this, because next time we are going to have a dedication to it's the Sound of Philadelphia. So that's the next project I'm working on. So, Brother Daniel, you know you got to be in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Kareem. May Allah bless us with the light of understanding. And I pray that this love music encourages you to listen to good, positive music. Share some of that music with your children, your grandchildren. Let them know what real music is about. And also use that music to remind you of the love that you share with your significant other when times are difficult. May Allah continue to bless us all. I leave you as I came before you, and I greet the words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. One nation, one love. Good night,
salam.
Y'all.
Wa alaikum salam.